Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The journey of the Cactus League through all 162 begins now. Welcome to the 2023 KNBR Giants Fan Fest at Oracle Park. Presented by Scottsdale, Arizona, your home base for spring training. Now we take you down to the diamond for our live broadcast with your hosts, Papa and Lund, on your proud home of Giants baseball.
There's a long drive to right. It's headed for the bay.
KNBR 104.5 and 680 AM.
That one is wet.
The sports leader.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us live at Oracle Park. It is officially baseball season. I see
play
baseball.
Ball! Let's go, Pop.
John Logan
Webb's
Pop,
on the mound. Let's go.
Would you like to introduce our
You would like me
here?
To do it? How are you, John Lund, by the way?
Good to see you.
Are you wearing a Niners cap? I see that.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Looks very good. I want you to give this to the guy sitting right next to me, a huge San Francisco 49er fan.
Oh,
I believe,
here
right?
we go. Here we go.
We're gonna convert him at one point.
Sounds good.
The opening day starter last year, getting ready for March the 30th at Yankee Stadium. You guys know Logan Webb? That's all we got for Logan Webb?
Come on,
down in front, John. We have a two-time World Series champion, a two-time All-Star. It is February, it's raining, but it's always Jocktober when Jock Peterson sits in. Welcome to Jock, looking fly today.
Very nice.
You got the rim glasses matching the kicks, you're looking good. I haven't met you before, my friend. How are you?
What up?
Good to see you. Yep. First time we've actually come face-to-face with this next guest, John, and I feel like he's part of the Pop and Lund family.
Yeah.
We had him on, I think it was July the 5th. After the first pitch he saw in the big leagues, he raked a guy named Madison Bumgarner. You remember that? And then he went back down, came back up, won the PCL MVP, and went crazy in September. I think we're looking for big things in his first full year in the major leagues. David Villar!
You got a future,
I
man.
I did that. All
you
right,
got
I'm,
a future.
I'm going to go to the bar this. Now. Anybody want a bloody? I'll be back. I think I'm done for the day.
Very nice. All right, let me just start going left to right. Logan, just being back, being baseball. I know you guys have been working. People think that maybe you guys just pop out of a box and you're ready to play, but obviously you guys have been working all offseason on this stuff. But just this kind of officially, unofficially kicks off the season. How you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm excited. You know, we got a bunch of guys down there in AZ already getting ready. And it's just good. It's good to be here and with all you guys. I'm super excited, and all these guys are excited, so. It's beautiful, you know, back in San Fran.
Yeah, the rain is nice. You're looking lean, man. Are you about the same as when you ended last season? Are you lighter? What are you at here?
I might have gained
a couple
of
life,
pounds.
Right?
Pounds.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. Yeah. Drinking at too many Warrior games, I think. You've gained a few pounds? You'll shed that in Arizona. You're looking good, Jack. You're looking good. What was the offseason like for you?
It was good. Just a lot of family time. Got to recover and looking forward to getting the season going.
What's it like to play here? I mean, the stories are legendary. You were here when they won in 2010. You grew up a Giant fan being here. What was it like last year to put the orange and black on, go to the All-Star game, have the season you had, Jack?
Yeah, it's surreal. You know, even every day I drive into the stadium, it just doesn't feel like, it still kind of just feels like a dream. And you grew up coming to games here. I mean, I was in the same seats as you guys, a kid watching.
Way up there on top? That's where we sit. Right up there with Euchre.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's amazing. First-class organization, and I've loved every minute of it.
David, we know what kind of offseason you had. We got you in the radio. That's Was it right. Thursday? So you trained in Florida, first step explosion. You're looking lean. What was your offseason like, David?
Just trying to get stronger and faster. It's really exciting, like you guys said. It's going to be a fun first full year, and just to be surrounded by these guys, like you said, you know, these guys need no introduction. These guys are awesome. The guys we have in the clubhouse are awesome, and we're looking forward to a big season, and it's so good to just be back out here and be in front of the fans.
Very cool.
Without a doubt.
Jack, let me ask you, just coming back, we didn't know if we were going to see you again, and it's awesome to have you back. I'm sure you're happy to be back, but what is it like to know, hey, coming back, going to stay at home?
Yeah, it just shows how much I really loved it. It was a great first year, and I'm super excited about this year. Last year, we dealt with a lot of injuries, and it didn't go the way that we wanted. But it was a huge offseason, and we have young guys like V that are ready to step up with the free agent additions, and we're going to be ready to come kick some butt from day one.
And you're going to start day one, right? You feeling like you're going to go to Yankee Stadium and face Aaron Judge on March the 30th, Logan?
Arson doesn't know what he's going to get.
Wow, he's coming early.
Oh, he's man, just, he's Arson.
The fire. Arson Judge?
Right, the first segment.
Is that the name he's going to be in the clubhouse, guys?
Right, the first segment, little Arson.
So since you brought it up, you guys, you know, you live here in the area, you follow everything. What was the offseason like? You know, trying to get Aaron Judge in there for, what, how many minutes, John? Five, the John Heyman
Well, I think
tweet.
You responded to it right away. Didn't you say, not cool? Who was that, Heyman? You're like, not cool, bro.
Well, my inside source is Jock, so every time I text him, see what's going on. And we were just following it, and for 5 minutes, I was pretty pumped up, and it was messed up by John. That's not cool.
Logan shot out a text that said, not after Heyman said they had him, right? And, not cool, bro. Not cool.
Arson. We don't want Arson Judge.
Yeah, well,
and then the Correa thing. I mean, you guys, you live here in the Bay Area, Jack. What were your thoughts when that December 20th rolled around and there's a press conference called and they wound up, you didn't get Carlos Correa? It was a weird time.
Yeah, unfortunate, but, you know, we did sign some really key players that are going to help us win, and I'm excited about the guys we did get. And it's going to be a fun year that I'm looking forward to making some really cool memories in this stadium.
Yeah, talk about the outfield configuration. We just saw Michael Conforto. He was on earlier. That guy's a sweet hitter, can barrel everything, and obviously Mitch Haniger over in the American League had a 39 home run season a few years ago, and then you got Yaz, obviously Austin, yourself. So where do you see the outfield configuration here and how this is all going to work?
I mean, they're going to put everyone in positions to succeed, and as long as we leave our egos at the door and everyone's willing to be a team player and
accept your role,
then we're going to be in a great spot, because there's, like you said, there's so much talent out there and all around the pitching staff, and really everywhere we have a ton of depth. So it's going to be mainly about just everyone coming together and leaving your egos at the door and just putting win first.
Giants Fan Fest, Pop and Lund, thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening on KNBR, the home of the Giants. We got Logan Webb here, Jock Peterson, and David Villar as we're hanging out.
We got the best panel by far, by the way.
Yeah.
Not even close.
They're out of earshot. They can't hear us.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful day if you're thinking about coming down. No
75
rain.
75 degrees and sunny.
I just checked the forecast. Let's break it through. Beautiful. We're going to have a lot of sun.
Beautiful.
Logan, let me ask you, because we just talked about who you didn't sign. Those guys are gone. But you did sign a bunch of pitchers, both in the rotation and in depth, and as far as the bullpen is concerned. How excited are you? And I don't know if you know Ross Stripling, or you probably know Taylor Rogers. That's going to be kind of
Sean Manaea.
Like, maybe we're going to screw with you in the clubhouse, who's who. But you got a lot of depth, a lot of nice pitching the Giants signed.
Yeah, we signed a lot of guys, that veteran guys that know how to get it done and have been successful in the big leagues. And I'm just excited to pick their brains and learn from them. And, like you said, it's a lot of depth, and that's something I know front office and everyone was super excited about. And we got a lot of our bullpen guys coming back too, so it's exciting. You know, I think we're a little underrated at times, but it's we're going to be really good. I'm super excited about that.
Without a doubt. You see what's over here on the railing of the Giant dugout? They have a big clock. Looks like a 24-second clock in basketball, but it's a pitch clock. David, you guys had that last year in the PCL. So we'll ask Logan about it from a pitcher's standpoint. From a hitter's standpoint, do you have to just stay in the box and not get out when they have that pitch clock? How do you handle that?
It's a big adjustment, especially with nobody on. You know, you've really got 5-6 seconds to be ready back in. So, you know, it's going to be a mental preparation thing where you really just got to step in, be able to flush it quick and get back in there, because the last thing you want to do is fall behind already. And then you don't even get a pitch thrown at you and you get striked on it. So it's an adjustment for both sides. And, you know, we've seen it speed up the game a little bit, but, you know, it's an adjustment we're going to have to make. The same thing with the bases, and we just have to accept it and move on and find the best way to become successful with it.
How about you from the pitching standpoint, Logan? Have you had to work in your setup at all in the offseason? I mean, you're pretty much a get-it-and-go guy. Camilo Duvall may have to make an adjustment here and there, but is that going to be a big deal for you?
No, I think it's something I try to push the pace a little bit, and I think that's something that our rotation and bullpen guys tried to push last year already.
Right.
We always try
time of possession, right?
Yeah, time of possession. Always trying to push the pace. So I don't think it'll be too much of an adjustment. I think definitely in spring, getting in our bullpens and in our live BPs, having some clocks out there just to make sure we're ready for it. There's no surprises when it does happen. You know, we don't want to be in a big situation, 3-2, and you got to know how many times you can step off and how many times you can pick over. There's a bunch of different things that we just got to make sure we're prepared for.
Have they told you, because there has been a pitch clock in the past, and so is there, hey, we're really emphasizing it kind of a thing? Have they discussed that with you, kind of what it's going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have a ball, right?
Exactly. Throw in time, all of a sudden it's a ball?
Yeah. So like David said, it's going to be an adjustment for sure, but I think like I said, if we hammer it in spring and really get used to it, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to be all right.
How about you, Jack? Have you thought much about adjusting to the pitcher having to throw it a little more frequently with nobody on base?
Yeah, I mean, I can just go off the hearsay of like VR and people who have experienced it, and it is going to feel sped up a little bit, but that's kind of what spring training is going to be about, is just adjusting to the new rules. And I think the worst thing you can do is complain about them and have a bad attitude going into them, because they're not going to change. It is what it is, and make the best of it.
The other big one, obviously, is the shift, and that's something that would affect you. Does that change anything for you, the fact that they can't shift? Are you shooting more to that hole? Is that something that's in your head, or just like you just said, is it kind of just out of sight, out of mind, just hit and see what happens?
I don't think I have a problem hitting that hole.
Exactly.
That's why they stick all the guys over there. But, no, it should be nice. A lot of the analytics say that a lot of lefties should benefit from that. I guess we'll see how much it really happens when there's actual statistics instead of expected stats. And it's pretty frustrating, though, when you do hit a nice line drive into short right field and they catch it. So I'm glad that's gone, and I think it's better for the game.
As far as hitting, David, you have such a great opposite field approach. They pretty much play you straight up, don't they? So I don't think they're going to shift much for you. So that's not going to be as big of an adjustment. But defensively, you know, having crawl over on that side, and you still may pull, you know, towards you, and then you have the second baseman right up against the bag. How do you think that changed infield defense this year, since you guys can't shift?
I think defense is going to be really important, and especially for me, knowing that I need to become a better defender. For me to stick is I have to be a good defender, and I have to also hit at the same time. But as a team perspective, I think there's a lot of really good gloves here. A lot of guys that can play defense. Obviously, you know who Brandon Crawford is, an elite player with the glove and with the bat. So I think it's a little bit of an adjustment as well. You know, these new rules are just going to take a little bit of time to click. But with the guys we have and the players and everybody being bought in, like Jock said, it's going to be a really successful club, and there's going to lead to a lot of wins.
Papa and Lund, we're hanging out at Giants Fan Fest. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you for listening.
Where's
on KNBR.
Where's the bartender, by the way?
If you are. If
you're listening. A bloody beer, anything. I'm parched up here. Marty Lurie's here.
If you are thinking about coming down, it is a beautiful day. So come see the guys. Logan Webb is here. Jock Peterson, David VR. We'll come back. We'll talk more what they did on their winter vacation. Looking ahead to 2023 as you get you ready for Giants baseball. The home right here on KNBR, the Esports Center.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to modestotoyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Here on The Leader, we're making it official. Baseball is back.
Goodbye! Out of here!
Welcome back to the 2023 KNBR Giants Fan Fest, presented by Scottsdale, Arizona, your home base for spring training. Now to prepare you for the season ahead, here's your Fan Fest host, Papa and Lund, on KNBR 104.5 and 680, The Sports Leader.
Live at Oracle Park. Thanks for joining us, Papa and Lund, on a Saturday. Wow, Papa looks
now
really
it starts.
Good, man.
Now it starts.
Did you take it easy last night or something? You're looking well. The hair
what
is.
What do you mean, John? I was in bed by midnight.
The hair is top notch.
What we got
today?
Right here? A giant orange Bloody Mary.
Who did that?
Karen, Amy, and Kay over in the corner. Too many K's in that, I think, Jack Peterson. One more K, we got a punch
very,
out of the
very
side.
Very nice.
Thank you,
yeah,
ladies.
Okay.
Man. So we come when we do our show on the patio on Wednesdays for day games.
Yeah.
And you're pitching at 12:45. John and I are
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, you can't partake.
Doing bloody shit 10 in the morning. It's a good. Well, we got a busy. You guys are going to the Warrior game tonight, right?
Yeah.
Who's going? All three of you going? The whole team?
Yeah, I think a lot of us are headed there. Should be a good.
Yeah, we're going. Nice. I think John's coming.
Right,
I'm going to be there tonight. So you are growing up in the Bay Area. You love all Bay Area sports, but you love the Warriors.
You were there.
You flew yourself there, right, when they won the NBA championship on the parquet. What was that, June the 16th, that Thursday night?
In Boston. In Boston, yeah.
What was that like, John?
Hostile environment. those fans are loud. But
yeah.
there's something special about playoff sports, and especially you're talking about NBA Finals, World Series, Super Bowl, just the whole atmosphere is a – it's really fun to be a part of, and then when it's a team you're rooting for, it's even cooler. And I mean, they have a dynasty over there that they've built, and it's just fun to watch them go out and compete and win and care for each other. And I mean, it really shows how close knit of a group they really are, because winning is a very hard thing to do, and then winning I think four titles in 6 or 7 years is even more impressive, and not letting it get to any individual head, and they're all, it's a team sport, so it's really fun to watch.
Well, your franchise won three World Series in 5 years, in 10, 12, and 14. So when you were growing up in the peninsula, you were a 49ers fan, you were obviously a Giant fan.
Correct.
And you were a Warrior fan,
yep.
Right? So how far back do you go? As far as the Giants, what's the first memory you have of Giants baseball?
I mean, the main memory I have is from, I went to the last game at Candlestick.
Wow.
And I remember I got a ball, I was sitting on the first base.
So how old were you? That was 1999.
Part seven? Yeah.
Wow.
I was born 92, and I remember I got a ball, and the ball was, I think it said like last game on Candlestick or something. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, way back. But, yeah, the Warriors too. Like Baron Davis, Antoine Jameson.
You went there when Baron dunked on AK-47? Were you there
no,
that game?
No.
You were watching.
Watched on TV with the We Believe shirts. Yeah,
was, you were doing
it?
How cool. And you're a Niner fan as well?
Yeah, I like the Niners a lot, yeah.
I saw you at games. You were at games this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got to get this guy converted.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So the only Niner game he went to this year was New Year's Day in Las Vegas. They take a shot of you, Logan Webb, in the booth, and you're rocking black on. Well, I guess it's Giant black, so we got to convert you somehow. Any way we get you to be a Niner fan? Look at him.
Yeah, that's a no.
He's squirming. The silence is deafening.
He's trying to think of a cordial way to say no.
So he's gone on and on about his high school quarterbacking days up in Rockland. One thing I've always wanted to ask you, I was looking at your numbers today at Palo Alto, and you had Davante Adams on that team. So you caught 30 passes for 650 yards. That's over 20 yards per catch and 9 touchdown passes. So how did that work, you and the great Davante Adams, Jock, on the same high school team?
Yeah, we were really good. If we had Logan at quarterback, maybe we won state.
Oh, shot. Who was your quarterback?
Our quarterback was good. He it was pretty crazy. I had like 6 touchdowns in the first 3 games, 2-2-2, and then he broke his collarbone.
The quarterback
and
then
the kid slowed down a little bit. Yeah, only 3 wow. The rest of the way.
Should have moved you to quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean, it was pretty electric to start the year.
So how'd that work? Did you guys ever go slot formation?
Yeah.
Or Davante was inside of you? Or?
We went 3 wide receivers a lot, and our 3rd wide receiver was really good as well. The crazy part, that was Devontae's first year ever playing football.
That was his junior year?
Junior year, yep. So he was, I mean, obviously crazy athletic, but really raw, and now he's scoring touchdowns for the Raiders.
Did he play anything? He played basketball, Devontae.
Yeah, he was really good at basketball, too, yep.
He didn't play baseball?
No, couldn't swing the stick.
A little more than athleticism. You need a little more than that. We're live at Giants Fan Fest. Logan Webb is here, Jock Peterson, and David VR Pop and Lund here on the Sports Eaters. We'll get you ready for Giants season. It's kind of interesting because you're a Kings and Raiders guy, and you like all the Bay Area teams.
Oh, Kings too, huh?
Yeah.
Light the beam.
He just goes quiet.
Yeah.
VR, what's with this guy?
And he's a Miami guy, so you're a Dolphins fan.
What are you, a Dolphin fan?
So, I mean, what's that like, though, in the clubhouse? Because, you know, everybody thinks baseball, but you guys got stuff going on. And we know, Jock, you got fantasy football going on.
Does he have fantasy football going on? Yeah. I haven't heard about that. Can I get your league, Jack? I didn't know you played.
But it is fun, right? I mean, you guys are sports fans at the same time, right? I mean, it's not just baseball. You're a big sports fan. I know that, like, you know, when we had you on one of the first times, you know, we were talking Raiders with you back in the day when he was on the.
He used to like me,
yeah,
Jack.
He did.
He used to like me. Now he's looking at me. He moves away from me.
No, but it.
Oh, I love that.
Right in the king. Yeah, you know, the Kings are good, so you're having some fun with that. I mean, it's cool.
It's always weird to hear. Hear Papa say touchdown. I'm ready.
Say it, Fred.
When he does that, you turn it down. You're like,
you won't do it.
I can't do it.
We were out with his wife drinking the other night. He tried to get me to go touchdown Raiders. I said, you're gonna get me fired again.
He might do it off the mic.
He'll never sign that $100 million contract. I'm moving in with you.
Yeah, he'll never do it on the mic. Right.
Yeah. So you know what I'm calling this year? First ever Warriors Kings playoff series this year. That's going to happen. They've never played before in the playoffs.
That'd be awesome.
So what side are you going to be on? The dark side again?
The losing side.
Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm just dropping it.
This is the fun stuff. All right, take us through for the fans who don't know. Like we were talking before, it's not like you guys just show up for this long season. What do you guys do in the offseason? I'll start with you, David. What do you do in the offseason to get ready for 162 games?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you got to take the time off. Once the season ends, I mean, for me, this past season was the longest one I played. So I really gave myself a break. Took about 4 weeks off from the gym. Didn't pick up a bat until post Thanksgiving. And you know, get back in the gym and you start slow, but you have a plan in mind. And my plan was pretty obvious. It was get faster, get stronger, and get to that top speed quicker. And we've really been focusing on that. Once the baseball side comes around, you know, it takes a little bit to really get into the groove because you haven't swung in 2 months. And, you know, you take the BP, you slow it down, you go front toss, you kind of progress into now I'm already back with machine and start seeing different shapes and stuff like that. But it's not like, hey, we just get to sit around, take vacations and, you know, spring training rolls and we're just starting hitting home runs. Like, it's not like that. It's a long season. You have a big plan. And, you know, the off season is the best time because you get to focus on the areas you were really weak in. And show the fans and show the front office, your players, your teammates, and show the adjustments and the progress that you've made as a player. So it's a fun time. You get to tweak things, try new things, and really just get excited for this is my first big league spring training. So it's a lot of fun. I'm excited.
And after last year, the PCL MVP in 2022, and you guys have a commonality in that regard. You won it in what, 2013, Jack? PCL MVP is going way back in time now. Somewhere then, like 9 or 10 years ago?
I think 13, yeah. 14.
That's a big honor, right, to win the PCL MVP? So many great offensive players historically in that league.
Yeah, I mean, it is a it's a pretty good league to hit in, but yeah, I guess it's a really cool honor.
Without a doubt.
How about you, just Logan, from a pitching standpoint, what do you do? I mean, we see all these guys. I know that Alex Wood, for example, posted something the other day. You guys are throwing. What's it like? You take a break. You don't want to overwork your arm, but then you got to get working. We hear of all these different places you can go. What do you do in the offseason?
Hitters got it easy. I think most pitchers, you know, start picking up a baseball around beginning of November, depending on. You know, hopefully we're still pitching beginning of November this year. So,
yep.
But you know, usually beginning middle of November, start throwing bullpens December, and it's kind of just a ramp up from there. You know, you start with 15, then you go to 30, or 20, 25, 30, and then all of a sudden it's ready. You're ready to go, and you know, you got some live BPs going on next week, and you know, it's exciting. So,
when do you guys start playing? Like February 25th?
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? Wow, it's February 4th, 3 weeks from today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get going. All right, we'll continue with the guys. Logan Webb is here. Jock Peterson is here. David Villar is here. We're hanging out at Giants Fan Fest right here on KNBR. If you're in the area, come down. Hell, if you're not in the area, we got plenty of time. I just saw Bill Lasky. He's got the Rogers grids on there. We got a ton of stuff
going on.
So come on down to Fan Fest. We'll get you ready for Giants season right here on the Esports Leader.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
The first Cactus League game is 3 weeks from today. Time to warm up with the leader. Our 2023 KNBR Giants Fan Fest continues. Presented by Scottsdale, Arizona. Your home base for spring training. Now back to your Fan Fest hosts, Papa and Lund, on your proud home of Giants baseball.
Go on to the opposite field.
KNBR 104.5 and 680 AM.
Another Giants home run.
The sports leader.
What's happening? Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming out to Fan Fest as we are live on the Sports Leader as well. If you're listening on KNBR, Logan Webb is here. Jock Peterson is here. David VR as well. Papa and Lund on a Saturday. Like I said, you're looking well on a Saturday. Very nice.
Why are you so surprised that I'm looking well?
I don't know. I thought maybe you'd kind of be
drag
haggard,
Monday
you know,
through
drag
Friday?
It in here. No,
I should
not
be
at
flying
all.
To the Super Bowl tomorrow, but we're going on Monday night.
Yeah, that's right. We're going on Monday night.
Yeah.
Logan. We talked a little bit about the pitching staff, but the starting staff. Carlos Rodon is gone, but we talked a little bit about the depth. Just tell us about the pitching staff. You're leading this staff. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like I said before, I think we got a lot of veteran guys that they really know what they're doing. You know, I think they know how to be true professionals and get their stuff done. And you know, I try to follow all those guys because there's so many years of service time with these guys that experience that they have, and I try to, you know, almost mimic, you know, what they're doing, because there's a reason why they've been playing for so long. So I'm super excited. We got a lot of you know, different looks, and I think it's you know, last year I think we were second in FIP. Like we were very underrated. I don't think you know, we got a lot of attention, but I think it'll be the same way this year. We got a lot of guys that You know, I'm super excited to see Cobb throw. You know, his, you know, I think he was super excited about last year, and I know he's been working hard, and you know, just really excited to see him kind of really get after this year. It's gonna be fun. So, and it's the same with all the guys, and you know, we got a lot of depth, a lot of guys that can come up and help us at any moment or time, and you don't really have to, you know, try to eat all the innings with a couple guys. It's, you know, it's a collective group, and it's just exciting to have.
So obviously, Sean Manaea, we know him well from across the bay. Ross Stripling, Jack, you must have crossed paths with him with the Dodgers. You know him a little bit. I remember him coming in here. Was it his major league debut?
Yeah,
it was early in the year. At Friday night, he was throwing a no-hitter, and Dave Roberts had to do the right thing and take him out. But he has really good stuff. Give us your scouting report on your former teammate, and now teammate again, Ross Stripling, John.
Yeah, chicken strip. He's
chicken strip?
Chicken strip, yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I'm
just save that away.
Strip.
Yeah, put that over the clubby.
Right?
But, yeah, no, he was my roommate in AA in Chattanooga. So I've known Strip a long time, and he's always been dominant, super pro, goes about his business the right way, works extremely hard. And yeah, he posts, you know, he shows up every fifth day ready to give you everything he's got. And he's fun to play behind, works quick, throws strikes. He's got a really, really good curveball. So it's going to be fun to play behind him again. And yeah, he's done really well with the Blue Jays last year, and has really flourished into a really good starter.
Is that nice too? Because you just talked about the depth in your rotation. You got probably seven guys who could start. I know you want to go nine every time out, but in terms of just, you know, early in the season, you got to ramp this whole thing up. So is it nice to have all these guys knowing that? I mean, really, from one to seven, you guys got a lot of quality arms to start.
Yeah, definitely. I think it, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off of the bullpen, especially early in the season. I think it's really important to have those guys fresh and healthy at the end of the year when we really need them. And, you know, it could be we could give them a lot of blows, you know, early, like I said, early in the season to make sure that they are fresh and ready to go. And instead of throwing two, three innings, you know, every couple of days, it's, you know, you're only throwing one inning every couple of days. And I think we got a lot of guys that eat a lot of innings that, you know, are super excited to just get this thing going.
And then the bullpen, how do you handle mirror twins? Taylor, Tyler, that's even tough if they didn't look exactly alike. Rogers, so you're going with Raj whenever you're around
Raj,
them?
Just, it is.
What's
I
up,
met him,
Raj?
I saw them both today. And what's up, Raj?
Is there any,
what's
is there
Raj?
Any giveaways? Hey, like, is there a mole or is there anything?
A mole?
Just something to tell them. Well, I'm just saying, like, something to tell them apart, like each other, something, right?
Or like a Drew Brees mole on the side of the cheek or something?
Not quite.
So nothing, huh?
That one's going to be tough.
But, that was where I was weird.
Yeah, talk about two completely different options of attack for Kapler to deploy, you know. So it's going to be they're huge additions to the bullpen, or I guess one huge. And I know Raj.
Which Raj?
Underhand Raj.
There you go. The submarine righty or the lefty?
Underhand
Raj. Which one is it?
Underhand Raj didn't have.
Underhand Raj.
He had a tough go last year, and I know he's ready to bounce back and get back into his form that he's been dominant for so long. And it's a very uncomfortable at bat. I faced him, and it's going to be good to have both of them.
Without a question. David Villar, we talked about some of the rule changes, obviously, the shift in the pitch clock. The other one is the larger bases and the limited throwovers as a pitcher, which to me is weird. So as a base runner, and the Giants did a nice job, you know, overall running the bases aggressively. I mean, they don't like to, you know, put runners in motion a lot. Do you think we'll see more small ball this year with the limited throwovers is weird, right? That's interesting.
Well, first off, we call them the pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes?
Wait till you see these things. I mean, they're huge. They are significantly bigger than when you see these ones that you're accustomed
Seriously?
To.
Seriously?
Yeah. It does. You get accustomed.
I mean, they're
to
only like a half inch bigger, though, aren't they? Are they bigger than that?
No.
They're much bigger?
They're much bigger.
They went from the pillows to the pizza boxes?
Yeah, these are the pizza boxes.
Brought to you by Amici's Pizza. Jack Peterson just stole second.
Yeah, so there's ways to expose the rules, and I think, you know, you want to make that pitcher uncomfortable. If first off, it gives you an advantage in the box, knowing you have a runner on base that is willing to try to make that pitcher uncomfortable. It gives you more of an opportunity for a mistake. And, yeah, knowing that, you know, you can pick over twice, third time, you have to get him out, you know, try to use that to your advantage. And I think every little bit that we can work on and implement into our game as a full team is going to help us. And those bases, like, it helped with the base stealers. You know, those extra, I'm not sure exactly how many inches it is, but it makes those base stealers a little bit more aggressive. And if you can make that pitcher uncomfortable, it helps you as a full team. You know, it makes you more, you know, aggressive on the bases. It gives you more opportunities to score runs, but also making that pitcher uncomfortable is huge for a hitter.
So I wonder, I mean, we went through an entire season where I don't think I saw a single pitch out called all year. I mean, it's just not part of the game. So, I mean, you guys don't throw over a lot, but if you throw over a second time and you know you can't do it again, I wonder if there will be more called pitch outs this year, Logan. You thought about that at all?
No.
Right now he's thinking about it. Take a sip of my bloody and give me. I mean, how does that change the way you run a game now when you can't throw over more than twice?
I don't pick off anyways. Well, yeah, I mean,
he's honest. Because they don't get to first base on me.
No, talking about these guys, we don't want singles, though. We don't want stolen base. We want home runs.
Well, Jock will do that. But the running game, how will that change going from the pillows to the pizza boxes, Jock? How do you think that'll change your
30 steals?
30-30?
Oh, 30-30.
You're going back to PCL MVP days?
No.
You're going to go
30-30? No, not quite.
No, he's not.
But, yeah.
Just don't get thrown out, brother.
Yeah, you're right. It's, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see these new changes, and hopefully it keeps first baseman safe. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, you hate to see the first baseman get stepped on or his arm in between, and yeah.
Speaking of which, I remember you taking some ground balls last year at first base. Is that going to be a component of your game? And the outfield looks like you got everyday players. Obviously, the DH spot is there for you, but you're going to take a first baseman's glove to Arizona,
yeah,
right?
I think I will take one and just kind of work on it and see where it goes. And, yeah. I mean,
how much first have you played in your whole career?
Not much. It didn't go well the first time, but
there's always a second time.
Hey, he said it. You deserve a second chance.
Right, you know? Exactly. You got great hands. Why not?
Yeah, but, yeah, I kind of got thrown out there in the middle of the season. It'd be nice to get some spring training games and slow down a little bit.
Right.
But, yeah, it definitely was moving quick. So when anyone's like, oh, just stick them over at first, it's easy. Just catch the ball. It's I've done it. It ain't that easy. So I tip my cap to a lot of those great defensive first basemen.
Speaking of spring training, you are going to play for Team Israel the WBC?
Yep.
So how do you do that? You check in, you play a few games, then you leave? To go to the WB, and where's is that in my? Where do you have to go for that? Miami,
Florida. Yeah, Florida? It's in Florida. Yep.
Wow.
So I'm gonna go out. I think I don't know the date, but I think I'm gonna go for five-ish days, play four games, and
in Arizona, then go there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Arizona first and be in camp,
right,
with the guys, and just head over for the games in Miami. Yeah.
Very cool. FanFest, Logan Webb is here, Jock Peterson is here, David VR, Poppin' Lund here on the Sports Eaters. We're getting you ready for Giants season. This is the official kickoff. So if you're here, thanks for coming out.
Play ball!
If you're listening on KNBR, thanks for listening. We're getting you ready for another Giants season. I'll start with you, David. So we talked to Logan about the staff. You know these sticks. You know some of the young guys coming up. How excited are you for the guys that are in this lineup this year?
I mean, just seeing the moves that have been made this offseason. First off, I've never seen so many transactions throughout the entire league. But now you start kind of paying attention more. But seeing all the guys that we've added, like you said, you know, Michael Conforto, you've seen his piece of work. You've seen Mitch Haniger. I've seen some of these guys when I was coming up. And you get to see some of these players that have a really good track record of just being great ball players. And the same thing is, like, we've got a really good staff. You know, this guy over there, he's going to be a Cy Young candidate for a really long time. You know, some of the other pieces that we've added, the bullpen is really, really strong. And then, you know, you go down in the minor leagues and there's guys that are coming up that are – really, you know, eye-popping to these guys and to the front office. So this is just, like I said, this is a first-class organization. The way they handle everything has just been first class. And just being able to be here wearing a Giants uniform with these guys on the same stage, it's just a true honor to be here. So super excited for 23, and it's going to be a really good year for the Giants.
Big year for you in 23, my friend. Opening day starting third baseman this year. You're going to be on the mound at Yankee Stadium. I feel it. So the overall vibe to start the year in New York against an American League team, Jock, and you played obviously in the Dodgers, and so many rule changes, but I think the most profound one is the completely balanced schedule. They've talked about balanced schedules within the league before, but you're going to play the other league. Every single team in the other league is either coming here or you're going there. You're not going to play within your NL West as much, 19 games down to 13. Do you like that? Do you like playing the other league as much as you will this year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, especially from a fan base, if you, I mean, want to see Shohei Ohtani and you have to wait 6 years to see him, you know, like that's
yeah,
unfortunate.
That's a good point.
Or
it's the Shohei rule, I think, really. Isn't it?
Yeah, or any other superstar in the big leagues. And I'm heading into like my 10th season right now, and I've still yet to play in Kansas City. And I just played in Minnesota for the first time last year.
Wow,
and
yeah.
I think there was one other one that I just checked off my box for the first time. So
Toronto, have you been there?
I've been to Toronto once. New York Yankees once.
You're going to like that ballpark.
Yeah, so there's a lot of places I've only been once. So now to be able to go every other year, I think it's pretty cool. Just, I mean, especially from the playing side, is just you get to see all the players and you can kind of keep an eye on who's doing good. But, I mean, you go to at the end of the year and you've seen this guy has 30 home runs, but you haven't even played about him, and he's in a smaller market. They don't get as much attention. You don't even know that he's having such a good season or a Cy Young candidate on a smaller team. So I think it's cool just to be able to see everything, see how everyone's doing throughout the whole season, and it'll make the league stronger, the fan base stronger, and yeah.
So I've already given you the opening day ball a couple times. Cap's not happy with me, but I feel safe to say you're going to start opening day. Have you thought about that? You started opening day last year against the Miami Marlins here, April the 7th. That's cool. But to open the season against the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium, have you already started the process, that possibility you'd be that guy, Logan?
I mean, yeah, it'd be an honor. But, you know, I think pitching any of those games would be also awesome. To start the season at Yankee Stadium, it's going to be so cool. When I was younger, I got to go to the old Yankee Stadium. So I'm super excited to see that new stadium. And
were the A's playing the Yankees?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
What do you remember about the game? What do you remember about it?
I don't know. I was like 12.
You were 12?
Yeah.
The old ballpark was amazing. The old Yankee Stadium.
So it's, you know, super exciting. I think I'm excited to see, you know, hopefully a lot of you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely. Who's going to New York to take on Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
So, David, is that the – I know what you're thinking. It was a big season last year. It's a big off season. Is that your goal, is to be in that lineup opening day in New York on March the 30th at third base?
Yeah.
Against
Garrett
Cole, probably?
That's one of the goals. The other goal is to help this club win as many ball games as it can. And that's – whether that means, hey, you start as a bench piece – you know, you start as an everyday player, you start at first, start at second, third. You know, there's a lot of versatility that I'm willing to do, and that has to be done to help this ball club, help this team win games. And that's ultimately what I'm here for, is it doesn't matter where you pencil my name, is that, hey, I'm here on this team, I'm going to bring good energy, I'm going to bring my 120% and have to give everything I have to continue to solidify myself as a major league player. So nothing in my head is penciled in stone.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen. You know, whether it's you start with the big league club or you break with AAA, like, this is a completely different offseason for me, but I'm not getting my head too high based on what I did last year. Nobody remembers what you did last year. This season is a completely new year. 22 is done. 23 is a new year for the Giants and for all of us here on stage. So whatever it takes to be there in the big league club and helping us win ballgames, that's what I'm here to do.
Hey, let me go back to stadiums, because baseball is so unique in that each stadium is so different. The NBA is relatively the same. NFL stadiums are a little bit different, but they don't have the character of a baseball stadium. For fans, it's cool. I've done that where you go, you take a summer and you go to the different stadiums. Are you desensitized to that, or is it pretty cool that you see different places, like you were saying, in different stadiums, and just not only just the dimensions and how you're going to play in them, but just almost going back to being a kid where it's like, wow, this stadium's pretty cool?
No, definitely there's stadiums that I really really enjoy going to.
What's your favorite?
It's going to sound crazy, but I want to say it's PNC Park. Is that
Pittsburgh?
The
Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh?
I think in Pittsburgh.
You ever hit one in the river? Even in BP?
No. But,
bounce one?
But
you could do it.
I do hit pretty well there, so that might be a reason that I like
you're
the
right.
park. But
it's
the bridge
in
the
that's a beautiful ballpark.
The line,
it's,
and then
it's
you have the
beautiful.
River right there.
Yeah. The Allegheny.
St. Louis is really cool. All the seats are red, so it kind of that is a different. I mean, most seats, I think, are green in a lot of places. You guys hate to hear it, but
Dodger Stadium. I
Dodger
Stadium
is pretty.
Boo!
We like that.
Pretty iconic
classic.
Place.
Classic.
Yeah.
You love pitching there, don't you? You always pitch well there.
Yeah, the fans are really nice.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are.
I'd ask you the worst thing you got called, but then we'd be off the air.
Yeah.
But and you mentioned Minnesota. I think Minnesota is one of the more underrated parks. I think Target Field's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Wrigley was.
Oh man.
Being able to play for the Cubs a day game at Wrigley with the Ivy all green.
What that means.
It's pretty iconic.
Plus everything just around it. I mean, Fenway's like that too, where
it's
just looks like
vibe.
It's just dropped right in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah. Really cool. But yeah, I mean.
And this ballpark's not bad.
This is as good as it gets as well.
Most left-handed hitters have a hard time here. They aren't named Barry Lamar Bonds. I mean, Brandon figured it out, I think, over time. I remember when J.T. Snow first started playing here, it got in his head. As far as this ballpark, because you do have a nice lift to your swing, do you like as a left-handed pull hitter, do you like hitting here, Jack?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. There are some unfortunate times when you hit it 420
yeah,
feet
away.
And they
stay
catch it in
there.
The gap. And it's a home run in every other park. But it is what it is. I don't really like to complain about things that I can't control. And the stadium and the dimensions of it are something that I can't control. And I like to prepare in the clubhouse and in the batting cage to be ready to play at 7 o'clock and give it everything I have. And other than the stuff I can't control, all the other stuff is kind of nonsense. And
you realize you're one of only two to ever hit the ball in the cold against the Giants and for the Giants, right? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Ryan Klesko, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty cool. Hoping to hit some more balls in the Cove this year. That's a pretty cool feeling. But yeah, ready
McCovey
to get
Cove
going.
Cave, McCovey Cove Dave is waiting for you on that.
Do you guys, how numbers driven are you? I know this organization is, I know baseball is, but you were just talking about, I mean, like you said, you don't want to overthink about it because then the ballpark gets in your head, but you go into the clubhouse and look at that, oh man, that would have been a home run in every other park. I mean, how? Some guys like to see ball, hit ball. Some guys like to study the numbers. Where are you guys in terms of
Logan
analytics?
I think it's only on certain balls that, like, you really crush.
Yeah.
And, like, you know it would have been a homer. And then
so you don't even have to look.
It's not even that that you
what's your website look? You go to, John?
It's that
Baseball Savant.
Another way, Dinger, what is it called?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wood It Dong.
Wood It
no,
Dong.
Wood It Dong.
Wood It Dong.
Yeah, Wood It
Dong. I love that.
You go to Wood
It
Dong.
On that website
like
all day
dong.
Long, by the
yeah.
way.
Wood It Dong is a great is a
Wood
great
It Dong.
Yeah, Wood It Dong. That's
we
the best
should,
one.
But yeah.
Wow. Sorry, so, children. Don't go there.
More so people talking trash to you in the clubhouse.
Yeah, right.
Yaz or me saying something to Yaz or whatever. Vice versa. I mean, when someone gets a lucky home run and it's like, this was a home run in this ballpark only, nowhere else, you know, I'm sure.
Oh, you got to hate that, right?
Yeah.
Somebody gets
in Denver.
You realize no right-handed hitter has ever gone oppo into the Cove here, David.
Yeah.
You got kind of that
go.
Power.
Let's go.
Could you be the first one? Buster almost did in the playoff game against the Dodgers.
I think it would have hit that.
Without a doubt.
We were right
without
out there, too. I was out there. I mean,
Buster
awesome.
Would have done it.
The one that hit the pillar.
Yeah, without
right?
question.
Hit the pillar.
I
that would have got out.
Without question.
Yeah.
That's a good shot out there.
Can you do it even at BP?
Going to need the juice balls for that.
<You do? laughs> The batting practice, the home run derby balls?
Yeah, man.
You
the
need the home run derby.
There needs to go, but.
I don't know. That's a tough question. We'll see. I mean, hopefully my Giants career is long enough to see I have an opportunity to try to do it.
It only has to go 1 foot over the wall to be a home run, brother.
That's right.
Right. Nobody, well, I mean, they
and as a right-handed hitter, do you feel like it plays fair to the pull side?
I think it really just depends what kind of night you have. I mean, I've learned here really quickly with the fly balls is that the wind kind of swirls. So it really just depends on how the wind is blowing that day. Seems pretty fair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and complain. This is the park we play in. Like, I can't complain about it. I get to play in the big leagues with the Giants. Like, well, I'm not going to sit here and say, it's so hard to hit in, you know, Oracle Park.
But that's, you realize the Giants have not had a 30-homer season from an individual since Barry Bonds. I'm thinking maybe both you guys do it. What do you think, Logan?
I like that idea.
I like it. I'm into that.
Sign me up for that. I'll do that.
Hey, we only got a minute left, but just tell, like, all three guys, how are you feeling about the season? Obviously, 2 years ago was awesome. Last year, you're there with, you know, some luck on the injury front. You guys are right in the wild card chase. Just how are you guys feeling about the season as we're about ready to get it going?
I'm super excited. I think, you know, coming in, talking to the guys, there's a little chip on our shoulder, you know. I think last year we were all a little bit disappointed with how things went. And, you know, we know the type of guys we got in there. We know the type of baseball players we got in there. And we think, you know, we think we're going to, for some reason, surprise a lot of people. But, you know, it's not a surprise to us. So we're super excited to get this going.
Now, you're postseason every year, but last year. So, I mean, obviously you wouldn't come back if you didn't think you could do something, right?
Yeah, I love playing in the postseason. It's the best time of the year, and everything Webby said is accurate. And just want to thank all you guys for coming out and supporting us through the way, because
The
COVID season, when we don't get to play in front of fans, it sucks. So you guys bring a lot to this game and the energy here at Oracle, and it's awesome to play in front of you guys.
Jocktober.
Awesome stuff, man. Hey, give it up to Logan Webb, Jock Peterson, David Villar of your
guys.
San Francisco
healthy,
Giants.
Guys.
Thanks for coming out to FanFest. And Tolbert, Copes are going to be coming up next. We got a whole group of guys. Tolbert is looking good, really good. Thanks, as always. We'll come back. Tolbert and Copes are going to take it from here. It's Pop and Lund only here on the Sports Leader.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.